Thank you very much, moderator. We are honored to contribute to this discussion on the important subject, and we would like to thank the conveners for inviting us. Today, our country is proud to demonstrate its contribution to durable solutions because of government commitment and the support from our cooperating partners, particularly UN agencies and other international organizations. We've been hosting refugees for over 50 years, and the number now stands at 86,500, which is a far cry from what Jordan and Uganda is currently hosting. In 2014, our government started the local integration program, which involved the integration of 19,000 former refugees from Angola and 4,000 former refugees from Rwanda through a three-year program, which we tried to create resettlement schemes where the refugees were supposed to stay. To facilitate social and economic inclusion with the host community, the resettlement schemes were also opened to Zambian citizens with the aim of creating communities that respect Zambian core values of peace, tolerance, and security. The local integration program had three pillars: the legal pillar and socio-economic pillar and support to host communities. Under the legal pillar, we offered the former refugees national documentation as permanent residents of our country. And under the socio-economic pillar, we started to provide land to the former refugees of between 5 hectares to 10 hectares where they were supposed to stay so that they could support livelihood projects, entrepreneurship, and we had our partners helping us to do vocational training, agricultural support, infrastructure development in terms of roads, shelter, basic social services, such as schools, clinics, and wash facilities. The pillar on the support to host communities was in form of infrastructure expansion in the host communities and promotion of livelihoods. The local integration program was short because it was only 3 years. And in 2017, this program was handed over to our Office of the Vice President under the Resettlement Department, which is an expert in resettlement management. To build momentum and carry on the work that was being done from the 2014 and 16, the government, together with the international community, under the coordination of the UNDP, with lead UN agencies such as the IOM, ILO, UNEP, and other development partners, particularly JICA, has continued to implement the local integration program through the promotion of inclusive planning and governance, sustainable and prosperous communities such as infrastructure and livelihood support, aiming to create cohesive and integrated communities. The legal pillar has remained uncompleted up to this point, but it's under the Minister of Home Affairs and is being managed together with the UNHCR. Only 10% of the total number of refugees have received their documentation, so we still have quite a large number that needs documentation, and we need around $3 million to accomplish this. The promotion of human social security through the Sustainable Resettlement Program, which I referred to, started in 2017 as the successor to our local integration program and is the primary vehicle for building a nexus between a humanitarian response and incorporating long-term development approaches in support of the local integration of former refugees and Zambians. This program brings together the knowledge and expertise of 9 UN agencies in Zambia to focus on strengthening synergies and reinforcing and complementing each other's work whilst working within our respective mandates. Thank you very much.